Yeah, it's a big win for us. You know, I think the way we're playing the last three games, it was important to come out here and have a better performance. I think we, you know, other than my careless turnovers, I think we moved the ball very effectively. We ran the ball maybe better than we had hoped. And our defense, you know, bailed us out with a big touchdown and played great.
How would you assess your play tonight? How did you feel out there tonight?
I felt like I threw the ball pretty well. I just, you know, unfortunately the screen. And Jared, you know, I just threw it right to him. It was disappointing. And then the, you know, play at the end of the first half, probably better judgment just to throw that away. I was, you know, giving Greg a chance. Frank made a nice play to tap it to Madu there.
And there seemed to be a lot of routes up, thrown out, or outs up. You know what I'm saying? Seemed to be miscommunication.
Yeah. You know what? The way they were playing, soft, but some man. So it kind of screwed up a couple of our route adjustments that we might change the route depending on what the coverage is. And unfortunately, a couple times I was thinking one thing and they were thinking another thing. So we tried to get it squared around the sidelines, but we still had a couple mistakes there.
What did you and Brett say to each other after the game?
Well, I just keep that between Brett and I. But, you know, I have a lot of respect for the way he plays. And tough game tonight from both sides. I think the fans and the TV audience got a great show. Two teams who, you know, were really needed a win. And our crowd was electric. Our defense, you know, still playing without some guys. Colin went out. Pickett went out. You know, you can't say enough about the job that, especially the two inside guys, AJ and Desmond did. Des, to get that big pick six was a big momentum swing for us.
Remember what about going through your mind that last sequence of plays? You know, they're down, maybe
you
just wanted to go ahead.
Yeah, my heart kind of dropped. Matt Flynn and I were standing next to each other when Percy caught that ball, just thanking God that he was out of bounds. You got to give our defense a lot of credit. When they needed a stop, they were able to get a stop. Big plays, you know, kept Randy from making a big jump ball catch there, and really the whole game did a nice job kind of corralling him a little bit. And they got a lot of weapons on that side, so I give our defense a lot of credit.
What about your offense?
I had a little more special, I think, tonight because of the significance of where we're at in the season, 3-3 coming in. Our opponent, division opponent, rival, our biggest rival, and the close score, the way it ended, definitely a special night for us and for me. Yeah, special night. You know, would like to play a little bit better, but you know, I feel like I threw the ball pretty well. Just unfortunately, throwing right to Jared, and took a chance on another one that probably should have had a little better judgment.
What about your offensive line, and specifically with Chad Clifton having him this time around? How much did that help?
That was nice. You know, last year, 14 sacks, twice we played these guys, and this year, combination of incredible play up front. I got to give, you know, Brian and Chad, you know, special kudos for the way they corralled those guys. But I think, you know, Mike deserves a lot of credit as well. I think we kept them off balance with our attack, mixing the screens with the straight dropbacks. You know, we had a really good flow there for a little bit. Unfortunately, you know, like I said, I made a couple poor decisions. But at times they weren't even rushing. They were more content with just you know, kind of standing line of scrimmage and jumping. So when you can slow down two great rushes like that, you know, that's a win for us, and those guys did a great job. No, but, you know, I think it was a combination of a couple of things. One, we did a nice job blocking them, but two, I think, you know, with the personnel they were playing in the secondary, I think they were trying to really guard against, you know, some of the quick timing those we were doing. Well, I don't know about life saving. I think that's a little strong of a comment there, but it's an important win for us. We still got 9 games left. We're going on the road to play a really tough team. You know, one of the best, if not the best teams in the NFL next week. you know, but we know what happened there with Chicago. They got beat. We're tied for the division lead, and that's all you can ask for at this point in the season. Controlling your own destiny, knowing that we play them down the road. Yeah, it's a big win for us.
Aaron, big night for James Jones. He's had some struggles. You seem to have always believed in him. Was your point to get him involved early tonight?
Not really, but it just kind of happened that way. We talked all week about trying to find ways to get the ball down the sidelines on him. And, you know, James made a couple of real nice plays. The slant he had, the catch and run was, was what he does best. And then I was happy for JJ to really, I think tonight was big for his confidence. You know, he obviously was disappointed about the last couple of weeks and maybe his lack of reps at times. But, you know, he definitely made some real big catches for us tonight. And I think it was great for his confidence and for mine and him as well.
Aaron, you've never made anything of the head-to-head regret, but some of your teammates said they, without you having said anything, they know how important this was for you. And maybe it was on your bucket list. You don't want to see him retire without having gotten him at least once for your own self-satisfaction. Was that a little bit of what you felt tonight?
That really wasn't on my mind too much. It's tough to get wins in this league. Tough opponent, division opponent. It's obviously something that the media has talked about a lot and has brought to my attention, obviously, a number of times. So I guess we can maybe stop with some of that for a little bit. But it's a big team win for us.
Divers consecutive games with the reception streak ended tonight. How do you feel about that?
Disappointing, you know. Feel bad for him. He's a great team player. He's been an incredible Packer, and it's tough. I mean, that's probably the one thing that I'm real disappointed about, besides my poor decision a couple times, is just not being able to get him his catch, because I know what that means to him and what that means to our offense as well.